Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose by talented local writers read in their own voices. Today, we welcome another new contributor, Monica Alsup, who is not afraid to talk about the elephant in the room.
Let's just get it out there. There's a huge elephant in the room. I know you see it too, and if I had to guess, it makes you super uncomfortable as well. I know it'd be easier to look away, and I know talking about it isn't popular, but someone out there, other than just me, needs for it to be called out. So here I go. For many of us, our kids are getting older, and soon our houses will be filled with just us, and here comes the elephant. It's super scary. For most of us, it's been many years since it was just the two of us. We spent the last 18-plus years wrangling, cajoling, changing, disciplining, begging, modeling, breaking, and putting back together our offspring. We've been focused on this common goal, raising responsible, good humans. But what happens when that raising is done and we're back to the original two? We're no longer the young versions of ourselves. Our bodies have lost their shine. The once taut skin now sags. There are lines where we didn't know lines could be. Bones crack and bodies make sounds we didn't know were possible. The vessels we live in are no longer young and spry. We are no longer at the beginning of our journey when our young minds imagined all the possibilities and had all the dreams. We now live within different parameters, some of which we would never have chosen. We've been bound by obstacles and had to reroute to places we never expected to go. There are words between us that have been said that have left marks. Words that we looked beyond because we had the work of parenting to do. But what happens once there's no one left in the room but the two of us and all of our baggage, all of our broken promises, unfulfilled dreams, and unkind words? What happens then? Will we be able to recreate ourselves as a couple? Can we forgive one another for the way we've let each other down? Can we take our shared history, our battered love, our joint victories and failures, and redefine ourselves as a new version, a 2.0. Can we take the pieces of this life we've made together and restructure them in a way that allows us to have a place we can live out our third and fourth quarters? Can we find a way not just to grow old beside one another, but grow better together? I sure hope so. Because while all these years have brought us things that neither of us expected, wanted, or could even imagine, it's also brought laughter and joy and wonder. It has stretched me and humbled me and taught me what sacrificial love looks like. It has taught me what perseverance really is. It has shown me what hard work looks like and how it can pay off. My great hope is that we can climb on this giant elephant that's in the room and ride it into a new adventure. One we both can enjoy, because hopefully what they say is true, and the best is yet to come.
No one's mentioned the giant elephant in the room. Oops.
Sundial contributor Monica Alsup feels that writing is a lifeline for other folks to take hold of so that none of us feel alone. She is the parent of two college-aged kids and is married to a husband she adores. She's pretty sure they'll be just fine. You can hear Monica's story again, along with a treasure trove of past Sundial stories and poems, by visiting our website, WLRH.org. Then click on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll be back next Monday morning with a brand new episode. Thanks for listening.
Say, hey, what giant elephant in the